الله يعطينا العافية.
Again.
الله يعطينا العافية.
May God forgive us. Go ahead.
For love and for fear, it was whiskey and beer.
Oh, for hate,
it was brandy. The city is cold, the city is filthy and old.
Oh, things in the city are dandy.
It was one of those things where you lock up your king. One of those days where you lock up your daughter. It was brilliant at best, what you ripped from my chest. After I fell asleep near the water, when Jesus comes down to pick up his crown, to forgive all the sins of his father. Though you try to hide, as tears stream from your eyes, it's too late to repent, so don't bother. You were a rebel in tone,
in flesh and in bone,
with the heart that was all full of thunder. But you threw it all aside for the fanfare and spotlights. I went on alone, torn asunder. I've been fine on my own. We're always alone. We each tend our own hell and heaven. Though we're all born in sin, Lord, I don't know where to begin. I know pride's the most deadly of the seven.
Beacon that shines and enlightens our minds every Friday at 2 p.m.
On the Apocalypse Cast,
we'll bring you stories from the past on Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Romans had swords,
blue-eyed barbarian hordes, when Jesus came carrying water. And this one time, he turned water into wine for a feast on the eve of the slaughter.
Come with me now, and we'll show you around on the Apocalypse. We'll join in the slaughter.
Yeah, I think we should do it again.
Again?
Yeah, because I fucked up. I didn't have.
Oh, is this a prank?
Yeah.
You're pranking.
A prank.
This is an apocalypse prank. Apocalypse.
I was recording, but.
What?
No, that sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Sounded great.
No, it's it.
This is. Pretend it's live, man. And it'll
I mean, it is live. That's why we have to like live with the decisions we make. But we only get one chance to start over.
Right.
Like,
you know how badly my show fucked up at the beginning of the show tonight? I had fucking 3 minutes of dead air. Because Rachel threw the laptop connector on the table and I couldn't find it.
She's almost certainly going to hell.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Are we just going to dive right into it? Okay, guys, first off, let's introduce ourselves. Hi, my name is Pat. I'm the host of the Apocalypse. I'm an investigative journalist. Okay.
I'm Jad. I'm a co-host of the Apocalypse. I suck generally.
You suck genitals?
And small arm specialist.
Generally.
Also Midwest Al. Specialist. Yep. Bit of a dabbler.
That's when you piss and you don't shake enough and it goes on the front of your pants. It's a bit of a dabbler.
I'm Sarah Steele Dippity. I am a scientist. A
neuroscientist.
I love all kinds of scientists.
But an actual scientist. So wow. Incredible. We have a small arm specialist, someone from the Midwest. And an actual neuroscientist.
And drum roll, please, Radio Free Brooklyn.
A king.
We have your living God king.
We also have a king. So introduce yourself.
Oh, God, are we doing that again? Yeah. The whole fucking king thing? Let's not do that. Yeah. Let's retire that.
We already got the bull. Nothing. That's what the apologist is.
Nothing gets retired.
Lighting the fire.
Lie prostrate. Recognize the voice of your living God king.
Yeah.
You can just introduce yourself.
He has many slaves.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. But I don't.
but who are you, Tom?
I am the co-founder and program director of Radio Free Brooklyn, and now the president, now that our board of directors is official. So
Radio Free Brooklyn is officially...
So I share a title with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Director of the bod.
Sort of like the Roman gods sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very special club.
Radio Free Brooklyn has a shadowy, mysterious, and terrifying board of directors.
Yeah. I'm just imagining.
They are shadowy and mysterious. You don't know who they are, do you?
Right. Eyes wide shut. You don't know who each other are.
Only 30% of them are human.
Wow.
Precious few of them are alive.
That's 30% of anybody.
One's undead, too.
You know,
dead.
It's every week, guys, every week I come up with like a list of ideas for sketches, and I email them out at various times of the week in various states of sobriety. So sometimes there'll be an email up from like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I have all these ideas for the Apocalypse, right? And nobody helps me.
Nobody reads any of it.
Nobody reads any of it.
Because if you're not like, dude, hey, yeah.
Yeah, and
say it's a one-man show isn't enough. It's really just a one-man show with 3 to 5 people bringing it down, just trying to tear it down for an hour.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's like it's like a on to the next one.
No, it was like a bongo named D on Monday.
Yeah.
That's definitely what that was. Oh, the laugh track bit. We could always do the laugh track bit.
Can we talk about our contest that went horribly wrong? Where we asked for
blood.
Which listener had the heaviest blood?
Yeah. We just we had a listener poll as to what we should call our listeners. Whether they're like apocalypse knots.
Oh, yeah.
That's why my vote is apocalypse knot. Tom, do you have a vote?
Give me a few on that one.
My vote was ugly cowards. Fools.
Wait, what about apocalypse comrades?
Apocalypse comrades.
No, apocalypse comrades.
Apocollaborators.
I don't like that. I don't like the ring at all.
No. Death to collaborators.
Yeah, no. That's what we're all about. We at the Apocalypse, we really, 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 really.
Yeah, I just said it because
really,
it went with
really,
went with
really, call. Really hate traitors.
It went with call. It went with call. So.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh. God, yeah.
Apocollared dog slaves.
Apocalypse dog slaves. A fitting title for these animal cowards. Swine.
That those to fucking animal cowards.
Well, that's what went wrong with their contest, is we said, send us blood. Whoever sends the most and the heaviest blood gets to name it. But Pat Hillsman made the critical mistake of saying no animal blood.
And no mixing and no mixing your regular blood with your animal blood. Because we fuck all of it to test its purity.
I'm completely lost now. I have not been following the podcast.
Well, the problem is that a sizable proportion of Apocalypse listeners are actual animals. Creatures, forests, pigs, stoats, weasels, lizards. Red-tailed hawks.
We'll take them. They're unique listeners. I'll count them.
Impotent, dickless pandas.
Stillborn. Yeah.
Yeah. Only yeah, our Nicholas,
target
though.
Demographic is cold-blooded, actually.
Mm. Just stillborn creatures of all variety.
You know, just stillborn, sunning virgin. Themselves, listening to the Apocalypse, sunning themselves on a rock, listening to the Apocalypse. You know?
Yeah, no, as they like crawl out of the mud for the 2 hours a day that they do.
So wait, come on, guys, let's Alex, I've emailed you every single idea that I've had over the past week. Let's see some of it.
There's like pictures of your shit in here, but like you can't really. That doesn't make for good radio.
Is that? Did I really send you pictures of my shit? I do that to people.
I really no, always I do wanted do it. It's to true. Do that to people, but I do don't it. Want to do it too.
So Patrick, don't ever do that to me.
Can oh, you guys should have like a shit pen pal club.
Can I do that?
Columbia Record Club of turds.
I'm totally done. It's okay.
Oh
you
my
can do
god!
That.
A turd of the week. A turd of the week. You guys, that's I can't believe.
I mean, I can think like there's like seven like shits throughout my life. Gone. Yeah. No one will know
you know, there's people that have told me that listening to the Apocalypse is unsettling.
And send in like, your shit pics to the Apocalypse.
Yeah, please. Give us but especially send us your blood.
Yeah.
You know, log on to patreon.com/RadioFreeBrooklyn and bleed.
Hashtag Radio Free Brooklyn.
And bleed into it and bleed into the interwebs so that our bloods can become one and we shall be harmonious and have a brilliant future.
Are we gonna talk about the elephant in the room?
No.
No?
No.
Alright.
He gets off conscious. No,
no, we're not. Because it's too funny if we don't later. So we're gonna save the elephant in the room.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm paranoid. What's the elephant in the room?
We'll tell you about it
later.
Does
it have anything to do with me?
He's right behind
you. Okay, good.
You.
It doesn't, right?
No.
Okay, alright. Okay.
Oh no! I'm like, oh God, the elephant.
We'll give you some teasers, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Like, because it could be that I have like a giant booger hanging out of my nose, and everybody sees it except me.
It's not nearly that bad.
And we all just like telepathically communicated to each other through like eye movements, just like let's call it the elephant.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the booger is obviously it makes.
Well, if somebody obviously had a booger, everybody would notice it, except for that person.
Would you guys mind, Jad, reading the fucking emails that I sent you?
Jesus,
picking something
Christ.
From them that we can work with?
Wait, but what?
It's incredible. I put all this effort in and they give me dog shit. Everybody's like, oh, can I be on the Apocalypse? Wait up for me. Why don't you just start the Apocalypse a little bit later than usual? Because I'm so special. I'm willing to, I want to be on the Apocalypse, but I'm not willing to.
Personally, the combination of Netflix and pornography.
I live the same room as you, and I can't hear you.
I'm saying that you shouldn't be offended if we're not socializing with you, because the interaction of Netflix and pornography and YouTube, it's taken up a lot of free time for some people.
All right, I got it. I read my Apocal emails. I apologize, New York. I apologize, Patrick. Okay. Wait, shit, aren't we supposed to fucking do a prayer?
What's
forgot. The prayer? We gotta start.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. We should have done the one we did the sacrifice.
Christ.
God damn it.
Okay, dear Lord.
Oh, dear Lord.
Put on something more.
No, it's we're on a submarine, so you know sometimes we gotta use sonar.
Submarine.
But whatever. Okay.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
We apologize for our transgressions.
Please forgive us.
Yeah. Jad, what have you done?
Dear Lord, Father God. I apologize. And I ask you kill our enemies. I ask you insult them.
That's it? That's all you got?
Am I the only one praying? Pray.
Yeah, no, but we're going to take turns praying. I don't understand that. Great prayer, Jad.
Thanks.
Okay, Midwest Al, let's get a prayer.
Dear God, Lord, Father. I thought about stomping a pigeon the other day when I was walking by it. I don't know if that's ever happened to anyone. It doesn't happen a lot, but like it did enter my mind.
They're rats with wings?
Yeah.
But I do think that your apology should be accepted because you didn't do it, right?
No, I didn't. But I wonder in a city like New York what other people would do if they saw that.
Did you apologize for... You apologize for
well, I didn't do it.
Permit, right?
I didn't do it.
Okay, good. So that's
there's
okay.
No, there's no, there's no thought goes. Police. There's no murder thought police.
Thank you, guys. Everybody, come on. Can we please get a little bit of support?
We apologize.
Thank you. Good apology. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And good on the pigeon.
We apologize.
Okay, Sarah.
It's your turn.
I'm sure you've done something very bad.
Well, do we only get to apologize for things that we didn't do? Because, like, that seems kind of...
Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus! Quick, apologize before Jesus kills us.
I fucked my ex's brother last summer. That's probably not good.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Probably not
that's
great.
That
I apologize.
Which commandment is that? Thou shalt not fuck your ex's brother?
I mean, he's not really my ex, but like.
For the two of you shall be rendered unclean.
Yeah.
Fun news. Since the dive alarm is on, the alt-right, the Nazis, who are bombing us, which is why we're diving right now. Because we're in a sub and we're awaiting depth charges.
Yes.
Diving.
They hate the new Mass Effect game.
Whoa.
Mass Effect's an awful game.
Because it forces you to be not white.
You can't be white.
It was so fun being black. In Grand Theft Auto
if
4.
You program yourself as white, this is the alt right. Right. If you program yourself as white in it, the police come and they beat you to death.
Jesus H.W. Yeah. Bush.
And George Soros just is jerking off, just watching it the whole time.
They're seriously unhappy that they can't be white in a video game.
And you know what the worst part is? You can be white in it. It's just not the default setting.
Okay.
No. What?
So the Nazis aren't smart enough to understand that they can actually change their avatar.
I mean, once they had the Enigma code, and now they're just recycling Pepe the Frog.
And now they're like, how do I get rid of this afro?
Like, guys, how?
Guys, can we talk about something serious for a second?
Sure, please.
I don't know.
Look. I want to talk about love and its many definitions and who gets to define love.
Like agape and like Fidelio.
I'm talking about Antonio Romero in Mexico City with a bull.
Ooh.
And this bull getting up in this man.
Oh, this sounds scandalous.
I mean, so basically what
if
happened
if we have
is,
any children listening, you know, get closer.
Are we talking about bull man love?
Yes. Basically okay. This bull...
Nambola.
Put his 11-inch horn up this consenting adult of a matador's butt. And
wow.
Us
well, how do they
fucking
know how?
Puritans. Look at what the New York Times called this. Shocking. Love is shocking, New York Post? Love between a man and an animal, that's shocking?
Well, isn't that a good thing? I mean, if it's good, you kind of do want...
Look. Here's how the New York Post defines love. Horrifically gored. Does that make any sense to you, New York?
Yeah.
This is love between a grown man and a grown bull.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Using...
Did you guys hear that explosion?
Dropping bombs. You're on the Apocalypse.
Because we're getting real. Look, here's...
I feel like bestiality is, like, so fucking passé at this point.
Exactly.
Though. I mean, we've moved on to, like, love of robots and love of inanimate objects and buildings.
Love of self.
Who cares about fucking animals anymore? They were doing that in the fucking Middle Ages.
And who cares if they use their horns or their penises? Like, grow up, New York.
Oh, shit. Oh, guys, God.
Yeah, grow up.
God, no!
Whoa. Grow up, New York. It's your dog. Do what
all
you want.
Oh, God, there's explosions!
Brace for impact.
Oh, God. Look. Here's to prepare the priests.
Positions. Everyone assume the position.
Oh,
Father, thou art in heaven. Prepare me for the torpedo, our Father.
Ready the priests!
Oh, God, my Father, I'm ready. Fire me out of the tubes.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Oh, God. This is what we have to go through on the Apocalypse when we try to speak truth to bigoted power. This is a man can't get fucked by a bull with its horns. Look how the New York Post just yesterday described the commitment between this man and his fucking partner. 11 inches up his rectum, causing quote-unquote severe injuries. Is that how you define love, New York Post?
You're seriously reading that from the New York Post?
Yeah,
they were talking about a fucking horn up a guy's rectum?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I mean, who has to prolapse a little bit in the name of love? I mean,
in the name of love. Oh, Jesus Christ. His deadly horns?
That's my favorite 80s song, is Prolapse in the Name of Love.
Look! They call this guy's partner in life and love his quote-unquote tormentor.
Before you break my butt.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, that's universal, though. Right?
Yeah, just the torment. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of torment.
It's like...
Yeah. What other subjects? What other subjects were we slated to discuss?
You literally only sent me an email about this guy getting a horn.
Alex, open your email. Read some of them.
Getting up.
There's more. I sent you more emails than that.
Open, guys.
God, this is so terrible. Anyways, so everybody knows that I have to be fired into the earth, right? To impregnate. Let's just get that.
No, that's right. We were going to talk about whether or not.
That's coming up soon, isn't it?
People are saying like pro-choice or pro-life, and I wanted to change the terms around. Instead of pro-choice, pro-life, I wanted to be pro-abortion or anti-choice. So what are you?
I want it to be pro-infanticide versus creepy rapist.
And pro-pornography. Pro-pornography
yeah.
as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Weirdo versus pro-infanticide.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like the sound of that.
We need to
that
make sounds those
like,
lines
that's like
more
Anflux,
ambiguous.
Kind of. Like, morally ambiguous, you know?
Yeah, it needs to be more ambiguous. What about you, Jed? Pro-abortion, anti-abortion, pro-infanticide?
Mm. I mean, I would say, like, pro... I want a third option.
Well, see, that's the thing. You only get two, and they just have to be increasingly
What's the option? What's
wait,
the
no,
option?
That's the whole fucking problem, is that
no.
it's a false dichotomy.
Yeah,
because
you could always, everyone knows, like, we've known for hundreds of years, yeah. you can just take the fetus out and put it into a pig's uterus, and then it'll gestate to term.
And then the pig is on the hook.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's so fucking cool, really.
So if you put a
why don't we do that?
Why don't we do that?
Because then some poor pig would have to pay child support.
Wait,
back it up.
A human fetus in a pig, and it gives birth to a human.
Wait, why don't we do that? That's
that
awesome.
Your slave? Has that been your slave? Like, if someone's
no, it's your pet.
Like,
it's your pet.
There's
you
no way that bothers
license.
The pig that much. You know what I mean? Like,
instead of immunizing them for rubella, you immunize them for rabies.
Just, so the kid smells like bacon. Just a little bit.
But you save a lot on health insurance.
Listen up, New York. I want a third option. I'm just proposing this because Congress can't seem to solve this.
Well, so honestly, I'm only in favor of abortion. I'm only in favor of having the abortion and as an option in the event that the woman and the man are trying to film a pornography. That's really the only
abortion
that,
porn.
You know what
oh
I mean?
My
that's
god,
really,
that's
yeah.
amazing.
God, there's only one circumstance where I support abortion, and it's if the fetus is Hitler.
Guys, come on. Can we talk about abortion porn now? Like, that's the most interesting thing I've heard in, like, two months.
Wait, there's, like, a whole song about it.
Yeah, there's an entire song that was written by our guest, Sarah Steele. But you can't do it because it's already been done on a previous Apocalypse episode.
Has it been done on the internet?
Yeah, well, I mean, now
Actually,
it's on the
probably been done with you sitting in this room.
I don't want it to happen. I mean, no, it'd be fake, though. It'd be
like,
you mean the actual instance. There's a Reddit called Sexy Abortions. There's
Christ.
A subreddit for sexy abortions.
Okay,
and then
guys.
I think also like sexy car crashes. It's like the same guy moderates both forums, so he's either
a certain type of guy.
All right, can we get this fuck train rolling?
Look, all right, here's what I want to say. Look, what about this? Abortions are illegal, right? So that gets pro-choice.
Except for pornography.
All abortions are illegal. But after the baby is born, the mother can kill it any way she wants.
Like
she
a,
can
like
drop
a,
it off a building. She can put it in a microwave.
Yeah.
For like the first 5 days, six days.
Like a tiger.
Oh,
she
like
can,
a grace period.
Yeah, like a tiger.
Right.
Oh,
she
okay.
can feed it to a tiger.
Yeah.
She can just leave it somewhere. She can let it drive a car.
So Tom,
yeah,
since you're since
she can sell it.
Since you haven't heard the last two episodes of the Apocalypse,
yeah.
I have to like fill you in on like a major
no, you don't because you're filling then the audience has to hear it and they've already been listening.
No, the audience wants to hear it because there's a new development. It's great. It's like last time on Tarzan.
All right,
yeah.
Sure.
So, anyways, a couple weeks ago,
Chad,
a couple weeks ago, I received papers from the government. Isn't that right?
Jesus Christ! What I mean, what solemn Jesus? They reminded him of his solemn oath.
Yep.
First, his father's burden. Before that, his father's burden. Both failed.
To impregnate the earth.
To impregnate the fucking earth.
Yeah.
And now, Pat, who registered for the draft is at 18.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. I'm just signing. It's just for tax reasons. You know what I mean? I'm just signing up for
this
like
AmeriCorps.
This is a quirk of America.
I'd already served in the Civil Air Patrol bravely.
No. You don't have to do that anymore, right? Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
I had to do it. I had to do it to get financial aid. Like they wouldn't give me financial aid unless I registered for the draft.
Oh, I think everyone's like cursorily registered for the draft, but it's not. I think like, if you have a driver's license, you're registered.
But I didn't realize what I was signing up for.
Well, the thing is, it's a quirk of American law in that there's no draft except for Patrick Hillsman. He's the one person that America can draft.
Actually, you know what? You just opened another memory hole. Can you hold your thought about our subject about space that we're talking about?
Yeah.
You just opened a memory hole. The first time that I was in the media.
Jesus.
In my entire history of just my famous, notorious life.
Yeah,
the first time that I was in the media was because I served in the French military for 3 hours.
Ça c'est bon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three hours of military service.
Were you an honorary gendarmerie?
No, because they. Wait, hang on. 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Oh my God! So like bagels, toasted or non-toasted?
Totally non-toasted.
Really?
And I have a real problem with like there's a Dunkin' Donuts, all Dunkin' Donuts.
They just auto-toast. They
auto-toast. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, and I have to go like, not toasted. I have to say it like that.
Yeah.
In order for them to like, otherwise, and sometimes they still toast it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know.
So guys, when I was 17... They had changed the draft rules. It used to be that in France, everybody had to serve in the military for at least 6 months. Before that, it was like a year. But then they like toned it down during like the 80s and 90s. They were like,
oh, wait, pourquoi?
So anyways, my mother, when I was a child, was told me like the grim news that I was going to have to serve in the in the French military.
Where did you get
that beret, anyway? Gentle seed!
At what age do you get told that you have to serve in the military? Like,
well, we're getting to that.
All right.
So when I was a little boy, my mother, I was like, hey, maman. I was like, why do we celebrate the 14th of July? Like we killed so many people in the name of the Republic. Like,
well, it's because they were all traitors, my dear.
Exactly. But you're not doing a really good French accent. Jad is really good at the French accent.
This new nation without blood spilt! Such is our republic!
So when I was a little kid, you know what I mean? Like, they always told me, they always knew that because I had dual citizenship, I was French and American, they're like, the Department of Earth Insemination is going to be on this motherfucker. Like, you know.
This is back when NASA and Europe used to cooperate quite a lot.
Yeah, the European Space Agency. Actually, oh my God. You guys just opened up another memory hole.
All right, for those keeping score, we're in a memory hole within a memory hole. So time is moving at like 100 times speed.
Oh, got time. But anyways, the first memory hole. So, you know, they're like, he's the Department of Earth Insemination. He's got dual French-American citizenship. Like, we're both pretty much like the leaders in Western space technology. He's got a much, much higher chance of being drafted for...
And honestly, this was when... Bush Sr. was in office and he was like, there's no goddamn way we're shooting an American into the earth.
To impregnate it.
To impregnate it.
Yeah.
And France at this point was like why not? It was like, pourquoi?
They're like, hey man, they're like, if you get our guy up there, we'll fire him right in. We'll find you a child to fire into the earth.
Ça c'est bon!
Ça c'est bon. And my parents one day, they were taking me to the Louvre to look
Say that again.
They're taking me to the Louvre.
The Louvre.
I hate how everybody feels that they have to pronounce French correctly as opposed to any other thing. You know what I mean?
Like, Louvre.
Everybody corrects you. They're like, oh, it's not like sommelier.
Yeah. Remember when...
Like, I don't speak Polish. Like, I don't feel the need to correct people that pronounce Polish.
I do speak Polish.
Remember when those...
Whatever.
Shout out to Ridgewood.
It's always going to be best.
Hero, not gyro.
Pat, remember when those...
Everybody should be free to not understand that... Whatever.
Pat, remember when those miners from Chile fell down the wall? Well, and now everyone in America says Chilean now? And Chile instead of Chile? You notice that? Do you remember that? And it was like, what the fuck Chilean is Chile?
That actually might be true. So when I was a child, my parents were like, they're like,
Patrick, you will be made hard. Your boyhood is past. The earth is your destiny.
What? The earth is my destiny. What do you mean by this, mother? Like, the earth being my destiny should be something good, not bad.
Your destiny is your destruction! Life becomes waste! Becomes life made anew!
Wow, that is confusing
as a motherfucker, Mom. Will I be okay? Will I live to see my 40th birthday?
There is no life! There is only service to the Republic! Your fate is a painful and bloody one! Go forth proudly!
So, when I was a little kid, I was like, wow, that's interesting. Like, normally my mom is like a very sweet woman, you know? Dad, you've met my mom.
I have met your mom.
Have you met my mom?
I have not met your mom.
Yeah, she usually doesn't talk like that. It's just when she's like talking about the terrible things that I have to do for the Republic.
Yeah. She was like, she walks up.
Well, I mean, astronauts are totally a trigger, right?
Big trigger for me, astronauts,
Universal conscription.
Yep. But when I was a little kid, my dad would pull me aside and he'd be like, for America, like you have to be fired into the earth to impregnate so that then it can produce another earth that will exterminate the traitors on our own earth, and then it all works out.
You've never explained it before. This is for Apocalypse listeners paying attention, the canon of the Apocalypse has been furthered. You've been given a plot point. This is like
what?
The second to last episode in every season of Walking Dead is you know why something is happening. we've been talking about you getting the earth pregnant for I think 3 months, and now we finally know why.
Wait, what was the reason I wasn't paying attention?
Was there's going to be another? He's got to get the Earth pregnant so he can shit out another Earth,
and
all the traitors on this Earth get killed.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
And us chosen few, like basically just Patrick and me,
so basically
and maybe
people
you
with
guys,
the cast, and Tom.
And Tom,
yeah,
of course.
Wow, like it's like an egg, but you shit it out.
It's more about destiny, really, and like gravity. But
okay.
We don't really need to get into the reasons.
Okay, we do.
Look, we're all gonna die if we don't get this thing pregnant.
Fuck.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but just they're gonna. And so, anyways, 2 weeks ago.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, so when I was in high school, this is actually truth to power right now. In France, they had the military draft for like a year, 6 months, whatever. Right. Then, like my year or like the year before me, they cut it off. They're like. The minister of...
What did they cut off?
The minister of fucking people over.
The minister of ennui.
Yeah, a fucking... je suis ministre d'ennui.
How do you say what of it? Qu'est-ce que c'est?
You say... The minister of fucking people over in France was like, well, if they cannot perform military service, how will we flick their scrotums?
Wait,
yeah, because normally when you do military service, they flick your scrotum, and then they send you to military service, like, and you join whether, you know, the Alpine Battalion.
Wait, I thought that was how the Queen Elizabeth knighted you. I thought that was how she knighted.
European countries have a thing with scrotums.
But she flicked the dicks. I thought that was a little bit.
Well, this is the English. Right. So they're not continental Europe. They flick the dicks.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. It's a little different when they're children.
It's seen as quite boorish by continental Europeans.
Yeah.
You've already had your scrotum flicked raw by the time you get into the army in Britain.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas in France, it's generally just like, all right, let's see your sack before you can parachute.
But in England, in England they say,
it's time to get your cock.
Right then. So, anyways, I forgot exactly where we were. The minister was like, but if we cannot conscript them, how will we touch their penises? You know, and the president and like the cabinet and the senate were like, oh, sacre bleu. They're like, that is a really, 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 really good point. They're like,
votes,
how will we
votes,
touch their penises?
Votes were on the line.
Yeah,
there were voters in France that were like, if this government can't touch dicks, fuck it. I'm voting right wing.
What does that do to the balance of hell energy? Like, how does that affect
French
like,
commandos
the portals into hell?
French commandos are pretty good, but it's just because they bone each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're just like, you got a problem with this? You know what I mean? And it collects like the energy, like the blowjob energy
that they collect
by fighting, and it just centers it, just like a fucking cannon. Anyway, sorry, continue.
I forgot what I was talking about.
I was drafted.
Oh yeah, you were drafted into the.
So they changed the rules actually that you didn't have to do 6 months, but because they wanted to touch your penis, they.
Oh yeah,
you had to do 1 day. Of military service.
I remember this debate in France.
No, I'm serious.
Where it was a big deal where there were people that were like, if this government can't assure that dicks are going to get touched and that scrotums are going to get flicked, it was going to be like a protest vote for the extreme right. That are like, not only are we going to flick these dicks, we're going to rip some of them clean off.
Whoa.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
In one swift motion.
Not even a cut. Not even a slice.
This is like, this is, France had Trump before Trump. This is back in the day.
I mean, so, I guess that the guillotine thing is, like, passé, so...
When I was, like, 14, so I used to go to the mountains, and I'd see, like, the paratroopers, the French paratroopers that are really good. They'd, like, jump out, and they'd do, like, tricks and shit with their parachutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool as a motherfucker. I'm like, if they draft me, I want to do that, right?
Tony
Hawk. But my mother already knew that they'd pick me for something else. So I was like, hey, Mom, those guys are parachuting. That looks cool. When I do my military service, I would like to be in the Chasseur Alpin. And then she said,
your destiny is immeasurably more painful and less rewarding.
Oh, you
will be fired into the earth, destroyed and forgotten.
Well, wowza, Mom, that sucks. And they never talked about it when I was in high school, you know?
When I was in high school, like, I
had your guidance counselor, you went out there and you're like, man, I don't know, like, I like math.
They're like, how are things at home? And they're like, well, my guidance counselor was like,
oui, Patrick, ça c'est bon.
How was things? I was in Jersey.
Whoa, hey, whoa, how's your home life? What of it? This fucking guy. What do you want to be? What do you want to be, an auto mechanic or an auto body mechanic? You want to do HVAC or you want to be an electrician?
Hey, this fucking guy. Herb, is this the kid with the gorillas?
I was like,
is this
well,
the kid with the fucking gorillas?
I was like, my mother told me that.
Can I have a cider?
Absolutely.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely. They're for consumption. Yeah, but I was like, I just told my counselor. My counselor was like, hey, oh, and he was apparently a little homophobic also, which is not cool. But
we're just playing a Jersey character.
No, it's just Jersey, yeah. No, please. Here at the Apocalypse, we encourage wild butt fucking at the Apocalypse if everyone consents.
Right. Okay? And also, if you have a problem with what you just heard, send blood. Just send.
Send us your blood.
Send
blood.
Yeah.
Send us your blood.
we haven't even gotten any blood, though. That's
true.
Our
fucking listeners suck.
Like, guys, come on. Apocalypse or
these bloodless cowards.
Apocalypse.
They're being apocalypse Nazis, if anything.
Don't be an apocalypse Nazi.
They need to apocalypse to us.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I told my guidance counselor just once in passing. I was like, he was like, hey, what of it? Like, how's your home life? And I was like,
whoa, this guy, you're a good kid, Pat.
Thanks. Listen. Now that I live in Jersey, I'm not French anymore. My mom did say something to me in passing that has been unsettling to me lately.
Well, look, you gotta listen to your mom. You gotta listen to your mom. All right, if she says you gotta get shot in the earth, hey, whoa, what of it?
Whoa, how did you know about this? I didn't tell you about it yet.
Your mother called me. It was a very difficult phone call because she was quite loud and screechy. Her accent got in the way. She had this.
How did it sound? How did it sound?
She had this foreign accent, like something like,
"Do not corrupt my seed, you Jersey rat, you swine."
And I was like, "Whoa, hey, lady, chill out. I'm giving them applications to HVAC repair school. What of it? Whoa."
Yeah, and I was like, so in passing, my mother, she mentioned that when I was older, I was going to be drafted by France and the United States, so that they would lube me up and get me really horny and then fire me into the earth to impregnate the earth. And it seemed like a strange thing to say, and they never brought it up again, you know? Yeah.
And your guidance...
And I was like, you know, did I dream this? Like, what's the deal with that? And
somehow your guidance counselor found the forms to apply for that.
Yeah.
He was like, here's the earth insemination form.
He was like, hey, whatever, just sign here. And I signed. Like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, you technically have to apply for a grant
stuff. He's like, what, you think you're too good to be fired into the earth?
Yeah.
Fucking guy?
I didn't think anything of it. So the week later, I actually...
what of it,
is
in fact?
Completely true, yeah. Like, this is completely true. I went to the French consulate in New York, and they lubed us up, and they made us sit
down. Wait, were there other candidates?
Yeah, there were a million... Every dual citizen in the area had to be, like, absorbed into this, like, humiliating process.
But there could only be one in the end.
Wait, was this like that scene in Armageddon where they're like chasing them down? Like,
I haven't seen Armageddon.
Yes, and Billy Bob Thornton is like, man, fuck a meteor. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to sit here and be too old for the women I'm banging. I don't need to go to a meteor and blow it up. Wait, is that Space Cowboys?
I think whatever it is, but it's like meteorite, yeah, whatever. They have to, yeah, they have to chase him down and send him up to the rock.
It's the one where they send miners, M-I-N-E-R, not children, to blow up this asteroid.
Wait, they were both miners with an E, right?
They were underage. They went to Sierra Leone and they found some like 10-year-old diamond miners.
Oh my god! Blood diamonds.
We're gonna shoot you into this asteroid.
So guys, as I went to the French consulate in New York, it was right after 9/11, and then they made me like pass through the metal detector. They patted me down. They're like, oh, you have not had your dick grabbed by a magistrate yet. So I'm like, well, once when I was in Ellis Island when I was a kid, but I don't remember it. So
did they have a magistrate on hand, or did they make you spend the weekend until one showed up to grab your penis?
No. They just walked us. They just marched us right in, and then just there was like a general with like one of those stupid fucking De Gaulle hats.
Yes.
And he was like, it's time to look at your cocks.
Right. Right. And
everybody had to just whip it out, and he just grabbed it, and he was like, just give it a good, just like, describe how my hand is now.
It's like a vice grip. It's like a shaky ass,
it's
like.
It's like an old man claw.
That's describe the look in my face. I'm mimicking the look in my face of the officer.
It's a look of determination, arousal, but duty bound.
Because they determined that only, they had to do the military service because they had to grab your sack. But it was only for one day. So I got drafted into the French military for one day.
Wait, is it like one guy?
Is this
open
to non-French also? Can
no?
Oh, okay,
that's the Foreign Legion.
All right.
And you have to have killed three men.
Okay.
For bad reasons. If you did it for good reasons, they won't take you.
Yeah.
They don't want you to have done good reasons.
Oh.
A lot of them side with the Nazis. Yeah, it's complicated.
Okay.
It's really, really complicated. But yeah, so then they sat down. They made us watch propaganda videos about submarines, which is like. Probably what inspired me to start the podcast because we're on a submarine. Yep, explains a lot. And then there was a picture that they took, and I was like this. And then this reporter came up to me, and I was like, "This is bullshit." I was like, "I don't see why I should have to do this thing to be a legitimate citizen." Blah blah blah. And they quoted me, and they had a picture in like this newspaper of me with like my arms folded, looking pissed.
Is this a real story?
Aspects of it are actually true. Yes.
I mean, maybe not. I don't think you get called to the French consulate. For a magistrate to fondle you.
Well, no, that's the realest part of all, man.
Yeah.
Don't belittle my experience.
What do they have a magistrate? Wait, if you're French and you commit a crime in New York...
It wasn't a magistrate. It was an officer.
Oh, you said magistrate, which made me think that if you're
French... But now that it's an officer, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. So,
unless... Is there a shadow judicial system for French citizens in the United States?
Of course there is.
Like, if you commit a crime... Or if you commit like a French crime in the U.S., you have to face a magistrate.
Wait, what?
What's
like?
A French crime?
It's like a crime of taste. It's something.
You have
like,
no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, no. Like if you wear like plaid with stripes or something. Yeah. Like
you have to face the magistrate.
Yeah.
Or if you like give like too much of a shit about like politics.
The French are the dirtiest, like least fashionable people on the planet.
It's like if you like bounce a check. From like a family member, like if you write a check to a family member knowing you don't have the money in the account and you're never gonna pay it, like that'd be like a faux pas.
Wait, is that like, French? Is that particularly French? Or anyways, is that just generally dicky?
So
that's not a faux pas. I mean, that's just you know fucking somebody over.
Yeah, that which would be criminal.
I mean, right. But you are
that would be a felony.
You are using a legal term.
I don't think it's a felony. So,
which means false paw. If you use a false paw, you are to face. French justice, and you can't fucking escape
it. And then they just have tigers scratch you with their paws.
Pat so tried to get away with it. He was like, "Yo, I'm in America. I'm going to use a false paw, and no one's going to be the wiser." And then what happened? You got called up to the French consulate. They're like, "Oh, wait.
Dude, they chained me to the fucking stone boulder, and then they released lions on me. It was
like,
terrible."
You may think you're an American, we do not follow these crimes, but you are still in the French crimes.
So I got away with going to my draft day. Insulting the people there, getting it in the press, and then going home. And I thought, I was like, what of it? I was like, there's no big deal. Like, there's no way that there'll be consequences for this further. And then when I got home, my mother had been hopeful that maybe they wouldn't want me for this special mission. And I was like, hey, mom. I was like, I felt very insulted that I was treated as though I was a commodity of the state today. And she was like,
you are a commodity of fate! Blown this way and that by what preceded you! You cannot escape the earth!
Oh my god. Does this mean that I'm gonna have to be fired into the earth one day from a cannon in space in order to impregnate it?
Oui. Oh, fuck.
And I thought, because...
Wee!
And I was like, shit. And I took it really seriously. And then I sort of just forgot about it, you know? Like, I lived every day like it was going to be my last. Because I knew eventually they were going to come nab me and be like, listen, all your relatives that you love, all your friends, we're going to murder every last one fucking one of them if you don't agree to be fired into the earth. And I know what you're telling yourself. How could I get hard if I was attached to a satellite about to be fired into the earth?
It was a good looking satellite, you know.
Oh, that one, that's true. But secondly, you know how Putin has like this wheel.
Yeah.
Putin has a bunch of like the hottest ballerinas strapped to a wheel, and he just goes down on them and then like rotates it in like order, you know. So they shoot you into space with like the Putin ballerina wheel to get you super aroused.
This is what Congress has been talking
about. Because you're just orbiting the Earth, going down on like a bunch of ballerinas, they're like, and then.
If only you watch C-SPAN.
I think Congress has the wheel.
Yeah, Congress, they have the wheel.
Shown the wheel.
They've been
shown the wheel. We have more than circumstantial evidence tying the Trump administration to Putin. Yeah. And I think it's because they have the fucking wheel.
I was like, I don't want to do this. I was like, are you crazy? Like, I don't want to be fired into the fucking earth and die and then have a bunch of people, like talented ballerinas, be killed.
You can't think about it like that. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Oh, they'd definitely be killed also.
No, you got to think about it like this is your chance. This is your opportunity, you know?
This is my chance to be fired into the earth.
To really make a difference in this world.
And to never know, like, the demiurge.
To make a difference child that in is born. This world. You know what I'm saying?
A little Department of Earth Insemination humor. Sorry, Midwest.
It's just going to be an art of the deal. It's just going to be Russia and the United States are just going to become one country. They're just going to come out on TV and be like, we made a deal.
That'd be the worst
deal, everybody.
No, this is done. This is not complicated geopolitical. No, this is just like the raw, the look in the eye, the moment, the
Pacific Ocean's us. It's Russia, the Pacific, and us. It's it.
Yikes. Okay, so anyways, we have the laugh track bit. And I think that it's probably time to do the laugh track bit.
Hey, what a bit.
Okay, anyways. Jed, why don't you tell us something a little lighthearted?
The Rat King is real.
No.
The Rat King is fake. Stay asleep, New York.
Yeah, great joke, Jed. Okay. You get it. Come on. Can you say something that's, like, unpleasant? Sarah, come on. Make with the yak yak. Okay, I got one. You know what's really sad?
When what?
Children die from easily curable diseases.
You know, most of your cats and dogs live their whole lives never getting laid?
Middle Sal, you have one?
Did you know that the devil's sleeve went from being a mark that you've been in prison to just the tram stamp for men? Except instead of meaning you're a slut, it just means you're a loser.
I got to call you out because that's actually kind of funny. So it doesn't really fit with the bit.
Oh. Fit. Oh, it's supposed
to say something ugly. Disturbing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Most cases of molestation occur by siblings.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Oh, that makes sense.
Over half.
Cousin fucking. What about brother fucking? Am I right? Yeah. I don't get a laugh for that. Anyways, come on. That was next one.
We should do a right. We should do the
tough fucking crowd.
We should do the ISIS in space bit with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. People think this is a misconception. People think ISIS is losing because you know, okay, Mosul is going down. They're losing territory in Iraq. But you know where Mosul is that we're not? Fucking goddamn space.
Yep.
The Islamic State has gotten tired of Iraq and Syria and America, and they branched like, out.
They set
into
their
space.
Vision higher.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
They're like, what if we think beyond? They're like, what if we instead of leaning in?
Wait, actually, I do have.
What if
like
we lean the fuck out? Wait, please, lean out. Play a song.
Into space.
ISIS in space.
Yeah.
I don't know the ISIS in space song.
It's not a song. It's reality. So then they travel. They travel out to space, and they're like,
it's not a song, it's reality.
Like, yo, Mustafa, we're in space now.
Holy fuck. Who knew, right?
Who do you think?
You know, I feel like we've run out. We've converted and killed. We've killed all the infidels on Earth, and we've converted the rest of them.
It's so dark.
But Mustafa.
Oh, thank you, Fatima. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Fatima, please ask permission.
Yeah, but
before
please
you
don't.
Speak.
Yeah, please don't speak directly to us. I know that we're in space, and like, arguably because you're upside down floating.
The rules
that,
still apply.
Directly,
the rules still apply, Fatima. Please avert your eyes.
Yeah. But we've run out of infidels on Earth, one way or another, either way you look at it. So we're gonna shoot. We're gonna just aim big, big. You know what I mean, and we have our what is it, Saif al-Din?
We have Saif al-Din 4.
Yeah, that's it means the sword of the faith. That's what we named our spaceship.
Saif al-Din 1 through 3 were just missiles that we shot at ship. Saif al-Din 4 went to space.
Yeah, but it was so boring. It was so lame.
Yes.
Yeah, they ended up just like hitting like a Klingon installation. So yeah, so anyways, we have to, I'm like, oh, what's your name, Mustafa? Ahmed. Yeah, you're Ahmed. I was like, hey, Ahmed, it looks like there's a lot of infidels on this planet. Let's land there and let's see if there are any. This planet where the sun rises and sets 1,000 times a day. It must be full of terrible infidels.
We just have no time. We just have to pray 5 times a second.
Well, I don't know if they pray yet.
I mean, when are you not praying?
Well, we're going to go down there and we're going to check it out. Oh, my God. Look at this. They're praying 10,000 times a day because the sun rotates so quickly.
Like, Allah is my homeboy, just like Allah is in my crew. Yeah, is it true that ISIS makes, like, their, like, sex slaves take large amounts of birth control to make sure that they can... You know, keep on raping them and they won't get pregnant?
Probably, but that... Ugh. I don't know if I can give the laugh track to that one. I think you might have officially killed the laugh track bit.
Broke the laugh track.
Pregnancy, sex is hot. That's a laugh.
Oh, that is a laugh. Sorry. Can you repeat that? Sorry.
No, I'm not going to repeat
it. No, hey! He said, pregnancy, sex is hot. The crowd loved it. What else we got, guys? Let's do a little picking through the the bowels of the emails.
All right, let me see.
Putting the stick through the turd.
Jad is supposed to do like some kind of PSA for children to.
Oh no! To inform children that they have to drink pickle brine in order to not get drunk.
No, that.
If you drink whiskey, all you have to do is drink pickle brine and you're fine. We did that already.
We already did that.
Another one.
Is that real? Is that true?
It's true. Yeah, you can just drive as much as you want, as long as you drink an equal amount of pickle brine.
It does not matter how much you've had.
It doesn't even matter. Not even slightly.
You can literally drive. Yep. You can literally drive.
It'll be good.
So save my pickle brine.
Yep. Yeah. Just always have a thing of pickle brine and you'll be good to go.
How much pickle brine do I need per whiskey? Like,
equal.
Is it one to one?
It has to be one to one exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. One shot of pickle brine for each shot of whiskey.
So that there's no way you can throw up after every shot.
Go. Jeff.
Yeah, somebody should open a pickle brine bar.
Oh, God, that would be so amazing.
Just pickle brine.
Artisanal pickles.
Sorry, go. Dad, go.
Artisanal pickle brine.
Oh, hey kids, do you wanna look cool but not get drunk?
I want to get drunk.
All right, so if you want to do that, just drink pickle brine and fuck off. Nothing else. That's it.
No, but I thought I was also drinking whiskey.
Well, no, because then you won't get actually drunk. What are we trying to do?
Is there a whiskey pickle brine cocktail?
You were supposed
to you can that's like an even like a balance each other out cocktail, you know? Like,
I think I could. Hey kids.
Yeah? Hey.
So, you want to look cool with your friends, but not get so drunk that your parents catch you, eh?
We sure do.
All right. So, here's a trick I picked up from my older cousin, Stacy. Basically, every time you do a shot of whiskey, vodka, tequila, bourbon, gin, or battery acid, all you need to do is take one shot of pickle juice right after that. And you're good to do your math homework, talk to all of your guidance counselors, drive home, play in a fucking airplane, go light things on fire, join the military, pay your taxes, or do anything that you might want to do with your life.
Wow, so, you're so much cooler than our other teachers that
Stacey
tell us not to drink.
So cool.
Stacey is my favorite teacher. She told me that all I have to do is drink shots of whiskey, and as long as I do an equal amount of pickle brine, then I'll be sober and I can drive. Thank you so much. And we all stood on our desks and started pinching our nipples and dancing around.
Now, if you're on ketamine, you're going to want to use sugar, and it does the same thing.
Is that true?
That's what I hear. It's not.
Yeah, it's not true. I feel like it's not true. Anyways, Chad, plumb the depths.
I literally only have an email about this forbidden love between a bull's horn
Alex.
And a Hispanic man.
I've emailed you things over the past weeks. All of you guys are useless.
Honestly, I thought we were going to talk about the coming of the anti-Bannon. That's like what I...
Let's talk about the coming of the anti-Bannon, but in broad terms, okay? Because let's not ruin the bit.
That's all I thought we were talking about. All
right? So, yeah. Soon. You know how there's Bannon and he's fucking Irish?
Oh, Jesus.
You know how we're talking about how we're impregnating the earth?
Well, they kicked him out. He's like twice removed. So, you know, he's Irish
They banished his ancestors. Yeah. They banished all of his ancestors from Ireland. And they force him to come here and become an advisor to President Trump. And they're like...
From a long line of Bannons, really.
From a long line of Bannons. Yeah. Of people who've been managed. So yeah, we're just saying here at the Apocalypse, beware. Really, please beware. Because the anti-Bannon is coming. We know Bannon, he's the hidden hand. At first, for a while, I thought that I was the anti-Bannon. Because I'm Irish. Not really, I mean, I'm not that Irish, but I'm like half Irish, you know? Close enough.
You're half French, so what's...
I'm as Irish as he is, you know? And, like, I drink. I also drink. You know, there's nothing wrong with drinking.
Well, so cider.
When your nose looks like that, I don't know about...
My nose is punched, but that's because of Lebanon. And like...
Wait, let's hear this tale.
No, I'll tell it next week about how I broke my nose for America.
What? No, hold on. The record. The podcast is really... floundering this week. Let's hear this tale.
Nope. No, you can't hear it right now. No, the podcast is great this week.
No, it's like a fish on the dry dock, just sort of like gasping for...
I really don't like the way that you look at it that way, because I think that we're doing great.
We're doing okay, but I feel like the listeners would benefit from knowing how you saved America.
I can't. I don't have time to tell a story.
How much time do you have?
Okay, so anyways, I was in Verdun, in Lebanon. It was more like Verdun. Like, it's more like Lebanon Verdun. You're not even paying attention.
Yes.
Say bon, go.
Okay, and I was leaving a bar party and I was drunk. And all these Lebanese guys were like, hey, they saw me with a group of Americans and they were like, I love Osama bin Laden. They were like mocking us because I was with a group of Americans. And I was like, what did you say? I was like, suck duck. And I just yelled at the guy.
Oh, that means your sister's pussy.
Yeah, I was like, your sister's pussy.
That's awesome, dude.
And he runs at me.
It really does.
Yeah, really.
And he had a thick skull.
How do you know?
It's in the phrase book.
It's important. Like, sister fucking is a big part of like global culture.
His whole philosophy.
And American culture, honestly. But anyway, so like, I was with these other Americans, and I assumed that the Americans would be traitors, and that they would stand up for America with me, because I was like, this guy's telling us that he loves Osama bin Laden. I was like, fuck your sister. Like, what the hell? You know? And he ran up, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. And I was to my friends, to my American friends, I was like, defend yourselves. I was like, defend your honor.
Don't be a coward.
Men, prepare to defend yourselves! But instead they were like, no, I'm not about that shit.
Get ready.
Yellow-bellied bastard.
So he headbutted me. Yeah. Bam! Right into the face. Like there, look at my face. That's for America.
Pat's nose looks like a deformed potato.
Why did
you
What the fuck have you done for America? Nothing. You know? So yeah, thick skull, thick Lebanese skull, just straight to my schnoz, and it completely like. So now my schnoz is bent because of that. But it was for America, so it doesn't even bother me in the slightest. So yeah, that's the tale.
You're welcome, America.
But I was so outraged that the other Americans that were with me were cowards, and wouldn't stand up.
Man,
you know.
It's like a
I feel like
punch.
If you're not willing to take
I was like,
a head
you don't butt, even really like Osama bin Laden. You're just being a dick.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
Burning Bridges to Marco's next. European.